NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. Here's Frank Gorin.
U.S. infantry troops, supported by artillery and dive bombers, clashed with a communist force today in the central lowlands just south of the big American base at Da Nang. The GIs reported killing 130 of the enemy before the communists finally broke off the attack. No word on U.S. casualties. To the north, Marines at Khe San blew up a supply of tear gas while returning fire on surrounding North Vietnamese positions. The Leathernecks were forced to don gas masks until the wind changed. B-52 bombers hammered once again at those enemy positions encircling Khe San. A break in the weather made possible four saturation raids last night and today. U.S. military sources disclosed today the communists are constructing a series of high-speed supply roads leading from Laos through Cambodia and into South Vietnam. Reconnaissance pilots said the highways appear to be well-engineered and capable of bringing tanks into South Vietnam. The Air Force version of the controversial TFX fighter bomber will soon get its first combat test against targets in North Vietnam. It's reported that about six of the swing wing F-11As will fly from Nellis Air Force Base, Nevada, to bases in Thailand. The plane is designed to swoop down on targets at supersonic speeds. Controversy over the aircraft centers on a Navy version of the same plane, which is reported still overweight. Former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara ordered the TFX for both Air Force and Navy use in an effort to develop a standard aircraft for both services. Air Force Captain Dale Noyd has been sentenced to 1 year in prison and dismissal from the service for refusing to train a student pilot to fly in Vietnam. Noyd was found guilty yesterday by court-martial in Clovis, New Mexico. More news after this from State Farm.
Hello, anybody. Henry Morgan here with a special message. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are next door watching it on TV. Aren't you glad that you have a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty Company? And that with that policy comes a friendly State Farm agent who's probably on his way to pitch in on the fast, efficient claim service that's made State Farm number one in homeowner's insurance. Henry Morgan to Ladybug, over and out. Henry Morgan to all you other homeowners. Now that I've told you about the State Farm homeowner's policy, the one with rates lower than most, maybe one of you could tell me where a guy who talks to ladybugs can get some much-needed help?
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Once again, Frank Gorin.
For the second day in a row, police have clashed with rioting students in the streets of Warsaw, Poland. The disturbances began yesterday when about 3,000 students demonstrated against government censorship of an anti-Russian play. Several persons were injured during Friday's demonstration. No word about injuries or arrests during today's outbreak. 21 top GOP leaders from around the country have been summoned to a conference tomorrow with New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller. Aides of the governor made it clear that the meeting was called to discuss the political scene now that George Romney has withdrawn from the Republican presidential race. Rockefeller, who was a backer of Romney, still says he is not a candidate. There is speculation, however, that Rockefeller might be thinking over his chances of opposing Richard Nixon in the May 28th Oregon primary. Senator Robert Kennedy has sharply attacked a current campaign of criticism against Democratic peace candidate Eugene McCarthy in the New Hampshire primary. Advertisements backing President Johnson charge that a vote for McCarthy is a vote for fuzzy thinking and surrender. Kennedy described McCarthy as a loyal and patriotic American, and he said criticism should not be based on this level. But the New York senator did not come out in support of McCarthy. More in a moment.
Back in the good old days, everything seemed pretty simple. There were only two sides to every question, right or wrong. And the good guys rode white horses, and the bad guys wore black hats. Nothing is that simple anymore. Sometimes you can't tell the bad guys by the hats they wear. And even life among the good guys is painfully complex. Newsweek magazine does its level best to present the many complex sides to every question without bias or distortion. Every week, from now on, read Newsweek, the one news weekly that separates fact from opinion.
A white taxi driver was found shot to death in his burned and battered cab today in Knoxville, Tennessee. Police say the cabbie had radioed for protection from a mob of Negro college students who were throwing rocks. The taxi was found at the rear of the Knoxville College campus, where about 50 students had demonstrated earlier in the day following an arrest at the predominantly Negro school. Units of the Tennessee National Guard rolled into the state's four largest cities today in a practice drill called Task Force Bravo, designed to test the Guard's mobility in case of riots or other emergencies. Again, the hour's top story, U.S. infantrymen report killing 130 communists in a battle just south of the big American base at Da Nang. Frank Gorin, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Newsweek magazine brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is Bob Brady, WNBC News. It's 4:05 p.m., 46 degrees in New York, and it is cloudy. 13-year-old Alan Weinstein of Far Rockaway was killed today while digging a hole in the sand along the shore of Jamaica Bay near Bay 32nd Street. Alan apparently suffocated when the walls of the hole collapsed and buried him. There is a report out of Washington that Adam Clayton Powell will seek re-election in the 18th Congressional District once more. This despite legal action, grand jury action, and a recent refusal to seat the congressman-elect. WNBC News reporter Bill Fitzgerald spoke with Congressman Emanuel Seller of Brooklyn, the chairman of the Select Committee on Adam Clayton Powell. He asked if Powell could run. Seller answered,
"Yes, as far as I can see, there's nothing to preclude him from running."
Now, is there a chance he would be seated if he were elected?
That's another matter. I have a sneaking suspicion that the House would undoubtedly refuse to seat him. That is, upon the threshold of his applying, that is, when he seeks to take the oath, they might seek to exclude him.
Congressman Emanuel Seller of Brooklyn. Police say 500 to 600 demonstrators are picketing the Russian mission to the United Nations on East 68th Street. They say they are Ukrainians for Freedom, protesting Russian policies in the Ukraine. Herbert Itkin, the Manhattan attorney indicted with five others in the Marcus kickback scandal, has been named an undercover agent for the FBI. Itkin reportedly will be a key government witness in the conspiracy case against James Marcus, who quit his job in December as New York City's water commissioner. The temperature, 46 degrees, is cloudy. Occasional rain this afternoon continued mild. Clearing tonight, low in the low to mid-40s. Sunday will be partly sunny, a high in the mid to upper 50s. Precipitation probability, 20% tonight and tomorrow. The outlook for Monday, partly cloudy, cooler, a chance of showers. Now, repeating the present WNBC temperature, it is 46 degrees. Bob Brady, WNBC News.
How does a beer get the reputation for being the champagne of bottled beer? By being consistently hearty, distinctive, and robust in flavor. Try a Miller next time and taste how Miller makes it right for you.
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's the monitor. Lean back and stay a while now.
Hello, this is Monitor 68. I'm Alan Ludden. I'm sitting in for Ed McMahon, who is your regular host at this time. In this half hour, we'll be on the line with Bob Considine. But first, music.
Well, I've been on the road for such a long, long time. I go where it leads me, this old bum of mine. Since she said goodbye, I've almost lost my mind. And all I do is follow that old yellow line. Old yellow line. Come on the bend. Old yellow line. Will you never, never. Down the road I see a little hot dark sand. Lots of happy people who won't understand how I got the sorrow in these eyes of mine. Why I must borrow that
The new one from Dean Martin, Old Yellow Line. Now here's a word from Renews It. Here's a word for cat owners everywhere. You know, there's got to be a reason why Kitty Pan cat litter is America's number one seller. And there is. In fact, there are several reasons. Kitty Pan cat litter is super activated in processing to make it lighter and more absorbent. It soaks up odors far more efficiently than other brands. It's dust-free, eliminating tracks on floors and rugs. You and your cat will like Kitty Pan cat litter, sold in 4, 10, and 20-pound bags in supermarkets and wherever pet products are sold. Next, On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
One man says, if you drive, don't drink. Another fellow says, I can drive better after I've had a few drinks. I'm more relaxed. Who's right? Who's wrong? I'll be back with what the official organ of the American Medical Association says about that after this. What does it mean to a working woman to have health insurance that pays? Well, here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha.
The single working woman. The woman who works to support her children. The woman who works to add to the family income. Can all depend on Mutual of Omaha paycheck protection when sickness or accident interrupts their income. Some women work because they must. Others work because they want their families to enjoy life's many wonderful extras. Whatever your reason for working, Mutual of Omaha can help you protect your paycheck. When sickness or accident disables you and your income stops, Mutual of Omaha paycheck protection can pay you a monthly check, just like wages. And it can keep paying, even for life. So, whether you're single or have a family, see your local Mutual of Omaha man for paycheck protection. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
In the March issue of Today's Health, the voice of the American Medical Association, author A.R. Rollman dips his snoot in some sobering and arresting facts about drinking drivers. A great deal of emotion tends to emerge any time drinking and driving is discussed, he writes. Probably 93 million Americans drink alcohol, according to the Rutgers University Center for Alcohol Studies. Most people past 16, about 100 million, drive. Criticize the drinking driver, Mr. Rollman continues, and you find large numbers of people thinking that you are trying to take from them one of two popular pastimes, drinking and driving. Many people remember Prohibition and think that anyone who discusses a curtailment of drinking while driving is at heart a prohibitionist. The latest word from the National Safety Council is that alcohol is a leading factor in fatal accidents. Drinking may be a factor in as many as half of the fatal motor vehicle accidents. There's a saying that goes, give a sleepy drunk a lot of coffee and you'll find that you've got a wide awake drunk on your hands. The article in the AMA periodical agrees. It states, and I quote, some people believe that the reason the brain loses its ability to function during a prolonged drinking bout is that the alcohol in the blood prevents oxygen from getting to the brain. That all you have to do to get the brain functioning properly after drinking is to get some fresh air, or drink a lot of black coffee, or take a cold shower. Supposedly, in the two latter cases, to stimulate the flow of blood and oxygen to the brain. They are in error, Mr. Roman states flatly. Using these so-called cures for drinking makes a person less sleepy, but they do not make him any less intoxicated. The brain is still in a semi-stupor. He adds that the body itself has the ability to eliminate alcohol at a constant rate of 1/3 of an ounce of whiskey, vodka, or gin per hour. Theoretically, he adds, it's possible for most people to sip half an ounce of alcohol an hour for 24 straight hours and not be intoxicated. But don't try it during a 24-hour drive, says the AMA. The figure agreed upon in medical circles is that when the blood alcohol level reaches 4/100%, you're drunk. Now, all 50 states have highly sophisticated ways and means of revealing whether the person in the accident has as much as 4/100% of alcohol in his blood. It has made the task of the prosecuting attorney much easier than in the old days, when he had to present only a cop's judgment that the driver appeared to be drunk. The introduction of a new system into Britain last year resulted in a 10% drop in car accidents in the first month. AMA has resigned, however, to drinking drivers. It suggests that drinking dinner parties end within an hour after dinner, an hour traditionally filled with conversation and coffee drinking rather than with booze. And it adds, the odds are always against the drinking driver. I've got to remember that. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
I was only 29, but suddenly I found myself bedridden for 3 months and no company paycheck coming in. But Mutual of Omaha kept paying me even when I was home from the hospital. Without it, a lot of my plans would have gone down the drain.
Learn how it can pay you to have health insurance that pays. Call your local Mutual of Omaha man. There's only one Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again tomorrow. Presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Introducing the youngest, smallest, lightest, newest, strongest All-America team, the President's All-America team.
Fred Will, 11, Wisconsin. Tornadio, 10, California.
Paul Nicklaus, 17, New York.
Diane Nicholson, 14, Maryland.
These are just four of the 50,000 kids who won an award last year. To make the team this year at school, you have to run, jump, pull up, sit up, and throw a softball. Can you make the President's All-America team? You'll never know unless you try out. President's Council on Physical Fitness.
There are two sides to every story, except on WNBC. We give three, the usual two and yours. That's a different story, and you get to tell it on WNBC. You did it during the garbage strike. Keep doing it. Add your voice to the news. Call WNBC and let New York know what you think.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Here comes more of Monitor.
I'm your host, Alan Ludden. One more identification now. Here is our pocket edition British cousin, pint-sized Petula Clark, with an unhappy invitation. Kiss me goodbye.
Win or lose it, love is never quite the same. I love you, now I love you. Don't feel bad, you're not to blame. Thank you.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. A look at the problems and pressures that face a baseball manager, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Is the job as easy as it looks? Not by a long shot. And I'll be back to discuss the reasons why after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
If you look at the sports pages these days, you've got to figure that one of the easiest jobs in the world is managing a big league baseball team. Every camp is full of phenoms. Every club looks better than it did last year. Each camp is running smoothly. And the only problem is that they can't wait for opening day. That's the way it sounds. But the 20 managers know that things aren't quite that simple. They've got problems, and they've got 6 weeks to come up with the answers. The games that the teams will start to play against other big league clubs this weekend are the smallest part of those problems, too. Right about now begins what is probably the toughest part of any manager's job. He has to start making up his mind which players he's going to get rid of by opening day. Every one of those managers knows what it's like to go to spring training hoping for a job and then finding out that they're not going to get it. Giving the bad news to somebody else isn't easy. It's tougher this year than it used to be. In the old days, a manager would go to camp with 40 men. By opening day, he got down to 28, and then he had a month to make up his mind on three other players he had to send out. Now, he has to have the squad down to 25 men by the time the season opens. As he watches his players, he has to keep in mind several things. One is, which players have an edge on the other because they played winter ball, either in Latin America or in a Florida instructional league. Smith might look better than Jones right now, but Smith has been playing for the past few months, while Jones has been at home. Better wait and give Jones a chance to catch up. Then there's the problem of getting a look at each player. A manager wants to know about each man, but what can he do? He can only play one man at a time, yet the kids want a chance to show what they can do, and the regulars want a chance to get in shape. The manager can't keep everybody happy. Just wait until the end of spring training and his players start going to the minor leagues. See how many times you read the quote, "He didn't give me a chance to show what I could do." And the player might be right, too. There's another part of the problem that managers have that you don't hear too much about. It's called showcasing. It works this way. Let's say that the manager wants to see both Green and Brown at third base. And then the general manager comes to him and says, "I think we can make a good deal for Green, but the other club wants to see more of him, so play him." So Green plays third. The deal winds up falling through. And the manager has to tell Brown he didn't make the club. Speaking of that, I think that's the toughest part of managing. I mean that little scene in the manager's office where he calls in a youngster and says, "We're sending you out. Now you go down there and have a good year and make us bring you back." The speech is always a big hit. For the players, the bell rings next month when the season starts. For the manager, the bell is already rung. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
The colorful sports commentary of Joe Garagiola will be heard again later today on Monitor and throughout the weekend. Weekdays, too, on NBC Radio.
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
What is Digel?
Digel is something different for acid indigestion, heartburn, gas.
Oh. How does Digel work that's different from my plain antacid?
Well, plain antacids relieve excess acid, but they don't contain anything extra to relieve that overstuffed feeling you can get with indigestion. Digel relieves excess acid and contains simethicone. Simethicone is the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up stomach gas, too. When you eat too well, demand Digel. When you eat too well, demand Digel. Available at all drug counters in creamy mint tablets or liquid. D-I-G-E-L, Digel.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
More of that easy listening monitor music now as Raymond Lefevre conducts the orchestra in Soul Coaxing.
Ed McMahon, we've had a minor revolution at our house in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said from now on, this was it, a one-family shampoo. And it's a good idea. It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated, just a little makes plenty of lather. It's great for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that stuff. It even suits baby fine hair like my older daughter Claudia's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased. Because the whole McMahon family has checked it out. And it's good stuff.
Thank you, Ed. It's nice to be sitting here in your chair. Wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, you're with Renee, within range, they say, of Monitor 68, instant entertainment all across the USA. Our friends at Roanoke, Virginia, follow the action over station WSLS.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest. Everyone, just stay tuned. We'll be back soon with Monitor.
One of the year's 10 best, said the New York Times. Sophia Loren and Marcello Mastroianni star in Marriage Italian Style, Sunday night at 11:30.
Watch it on the Sunday Film Festival tomorrow night at 11:30 in color on WNBC TV, Channel 4, New York.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
WNBC time, 4:30.
This is Monitor 68 with music for your listening pleasure. Ella Fitzgerald, Woman of the World, sings, I Taught Him Everything He Knows.
I taught him everything he knows. And then what did he do? He turned to someone else and taught her everything he knew. The way
Fitzgerald, who can sing any kind of music, and it's nice to hear a talent like that, especially in this day and age when the latest crop of musical groups are called the Resourceful Mask Rider and His Faithful Indian Companions, the Portland Street Zoo, and Fubar the Mule. Honest. But before you turn green, did you know that Lawrence Welk's orchestra was originally known as the Hawaiian Fruit Gum Band? So help me, it's true. And now here's that Fruit Gum Band with Green Tambourine. Yes, in your car or relaxing at home, the listening is easy on Monitor 68. Sitting in for Ed McMahon, this is Alan Ludden, inviting you to join me now in listening to the Lettermen, who have a brand new one, Sherry, Don't Go.
Give me a chance to say what's hiding lonely in the corners of my mind.
Family is getting enough of the right foods, you'll be surprised at a new government report on nutrition. It indicates that 50%, yes, 50% of American families studied have diets that fall below the recommended levels in one or more vitamins or other nutrients. 20% of the diets are rated poor, below two-thirds of the recommended levels. The most common vitamin shortages are in vitamin A and vitamin C. Diets are worse now than a decade ago. Both rich and poor are choosing the wrong foods. Maybe you are too. So why not take out some vitamin insurance? Give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Or if your children like the chewy kind, give them Chox chewable vitamins. Both supply vitamin A and vitamin C, plus all the other vitamins you normally need to take. Start your day with one-a-day or Chox. Family Vitamin Insurance from Miles Laboratories.
In the wake of last week's Riot Commission report, Police Director Dominic A. Spina was quoted as saying, "You want to know what causes riots? Dropouts. Boys who can't get jobs. They stand around on street corners with nothing to do, and they have no stabilizing influence." Well, can anything be done about violence in the streets of American cities? A lady named Margaret Moore thinks it can. And she's organized 50,000 women for an anti-crime crusade that is really beginning to show results. Mrs. Moore was interviewed by Monitor by Jim Gerard.
Mrs. Margaret Moore, it seems that when the ladies make up their mind they're going to do something, it gets done.
Well, as citizens, women finally feel that they should be doing something to make the streets safe for women. And if the streets are safe for women, they're safe for men and children and everybody. We began with 30 women. We now have over 50,000. We have this many volunteer women using no tax money to do something about their city.
What part do they play in all that?
Well, some play one part and some another. You know, with 50,000, you have many talents. For instance, we have a lot of women who are helping our schools with the number of dropouts that we have. And we found in looking at crime that dropouts or have idle hands. After they work a little bit, they have idle hands, and they get into trouble. And many of them show up in juvenile court and about half the crime is committed by juveniles. So we decide if we get the dropouts back and get them interested in making something of themselves, this might cut down the crime rate. And so we have been able to get back into school or to help to keep in school some 2,000 dropouts without any tax money. In another area, we found that young people in juvenile court, at least 90% of them, don't know what the laws are. So we decide we ought to teach children the law. A lot of people haven't taken the trouble to look up the statutes in their state which affect juveniles. We looked up the 18 statutes, found that the children are interested. We printed these and decided that if we could get policemen, young, sharp-looking policemen who know the law and who can answer questions, to go into the schoolroom, not the auditorium, but the classroom, to talk to children and tell them these laws, give them a book, let them ask questions. Eventually, we'll get all the children informed. And our judges tell us that, and our police, that fewer children who have learned about the law are now showing up at the police station and in court.
Just knowing the law is advantageous.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, parents don't know the law either. We've been so ignorant of this, and all we have to do is read it. And children love to know about the law. You see, a lot of them didn't know that anybody took time to write a law for them. And they love rules, and rules are so similar to law that they soon understand that there should be a rule at home. See, some parents have no rules at home. This is where crime begins, at home. So children now are beginning to feel that, well, we ought to have rules at home. We ought to have them on our street, in our neighborhood, in our community, and soon this spreads out to the city.
You were quoted as saying that had you been given $1 million to motivate this movement at the outset, you wouldn't have been nearly as successful as you now are.
That's right. You see, so often we just get a big grant of money and set up an office with a few efficient people in it, have some telephones, and we work until like 4 o'clock and go home. In our case, the Anti-Crime Crusade, we find that women, very talented women, have time to give in volunteer service, but they want a real challenge. They want to do something. So we now have 14 divisions and very talented women heading each of these, and they call on their friends and their clubs and their churches and their sororities, and all of these people like to help with something specific, but they want to do it. They even want to make the money to help the boy get back in school, to help with his lunch, help with his clothing, whatever. And the reward they get is merely the light in the eyes of the youth and to see him progress and learn how to do something for himself. And any city can do this, and we do need citizen help. All police tell us the President of the United States has asked citizens to help.
And a grand job you've done, Mrs. Margaret Moore, the coordinator of the Indianapolis Anti-Crime Crusade, now becoming a crusade from coast to coast.
Now, Nancy Sinatra spends a very short time, less than 2.5 minutes, singing about 100 years.
I'm not gonna say everything is okay, 'cause okay is not the way that I feel. I'm not gonna be any fool's Christmas tree. Let them hang gifts on me that aren't real. I'm not gonna take second best. I've got no use for the rest. World, you better hear what I say, 'cause for me in to a smile or a grin on a face I might never see again. I'm not gonna fly in some big bony sky on a lie that I know just can't.
cause for me. True love could be
brand new one from Nancy Sinatra. More music ahead, plus a few observations by Dr. Joyce Brothers on pets and their human masters. Stay here. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Postal Service has played an important role in our country, and postage has always been a bargain. Even when it costs 25 cents to send a long-distance letter by horseback over slow, often muddy roads. Today, with surging mail volumes and changing postage rates, mail moves with much more zip than ever before, and postage remains a bargain. First-class mail is now 6 cents, and airmail 10 cents an ounce. Postcards are a nickel.
Hello, barter, bargain, dicker, and outbid. This is Sterling Yates on WNBC. Whether you're looking for a bargain or want to make one, you're in business when you listen to and call me at Plaza 78866. Over-the-counter results over the telephone on my show and sell. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, right here on WNBC.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. And it's time for a look at the nation's weather outlook. Sunny, warm weather is predicted for tomorrow west of the Continental Divide, with showers from Texas to southern Illinois, Georgia, and the Gulf states, except fair and mild in Florida. Showers are expected from Ohio and the Virginias into nearly all of New England. Rain along the eastern slopes of the Rockies, spreading from Kansas and Nebraska into Iowa and northern Illinois. Cooler weather will prevail east of the Rockies, with milder temperatures expected for the Atlantic coast and New England.
The primary function of a windshield wiper is to keep the glass clear during stormy weather, so you can drive your car safely and comfortably. Two things that can upset the performance of your wipers and blur your vision are dead rubber and wind lift. The rubber in every wiper blade goes dead, often in a few months, from exposure to hot sun and oily road film. They become streakers, and the best cure is a replacement with genuine ANCO wiper blades or refills. When you buy ANCO anti-wind lift blades with the patented airfoil design, you're taking the best possible care of your windshield wiper problem. The ANCO anti-wind lift blade actually harnesses the force of the wind and uses it to keep the blade tight on the glass while wiping. You can get ANCO blades and refills wherever you see the bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. The attendant will snap on a pair in seconds, and you'll have that safe, comfortable feeling again. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
More music now, and another new one. This by Vic Damone, who expresses a live-for-today philosophy with a song entitled Nothing to Lose.
Nothing to lose if we are wise. We're not expecting rainbow-colored skies. Not right away. Nothing to lose, it might be fun. No talk of spending lifetimes in the sun. Although we may, both you and I have seen what love can do. Only hurt ourselves if we build dreams that don't come true. What can we lose? We know the score. Let's wait before we talk of evermore. One day we may.
Now, Dr. Joyce Brothers, brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, Nationwide Movers. It's easier than you think when you leave the moving to us.
Are you a cat fancier or a dog lover? What could someone tell about your personality by looking at the pet you choose? I'll answer this right after this word for Greyhound Van Lines.
Do you think old or young? Psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers suggests you check your reactions next time you move to a new location. Dread it? You think old. Look forward to it? You're young at heart. But no matter how you feel about moving, Greyhound Van Line can make you feel even better. They're experienced, reliable, responsible nationwide movers. You can depend on them because they're Greyhound. More about your thinking age and Greyhound Van Lines in just a minute. Right now, here's Dr. Joyce Brothers.
What does the pet you choose say about your personality? It seems our relationship to pets goes this way. The more we see our own image in them, the more satisfying pets they are. So this is the unconscious psychological link between owner and pet. We like it best when he's a kindred spirit. First, let's look at males and their liking for dogs. The other day I asked a man I know why he chose a Springer Spaniel when he picked out a pet. With some humor and insight, he said, "Oh, because he's sloppy like I am. I like a dog that trips over himself occasionally. A dog with real poise would make me feel inferior." Of course, women feel a lot stronger about pets than men do. And they'll defend to the last their manners, appearance, likes, dislikes, and personalities. They're so closely allied that a bestseller at pet stores is usually a drinking bowl, pointedly inscribed for the benefit of husbands, "Love me, love my dog." The identification even goes so far that, believe it or not, there is a facelift operation for dogs. In the two big classes of favorite pets, cats and dogs, there are a lot more cat fanciers than you would think. They add up to more than 20 million. This countrywide fad for cats will either delight or repel you, depending whether you're pro-cat or anti-cat. What causes this divided feeling? The closest answer seems to be different people see different things in them. Cat haters, it's said, regard them as slinky and sneaky. Their champions, on the other hand, feel an affinity for their personality. Cats are independent, and people feel a common bond with them who feel that way about life themselves. Not long ago, one columnist said, "All of us cat lovers believe our fondness for them indicates better character traits than if we like dogs who cringe, fawn, and try hard to please. Cats will do no such thing." Conclusion? Feline fanciers are apt to be independent individuals and like to see their pets take after them. In this case, do exactly what they please, when they please, and that's that. So the owner sees his own image in his pet. Have you ever noticed that frequently the larger the woman, the smaller her pet? What it probably reveals is that the woman would like to feel petite, pampered, and protected. And maybe you've noticed this. The proud possessors of petite pets like to feel they have great importance and renown. For instance, you may have seen this personal ad buried in the paper. It read, "Today is Daisy the Pekingese's 5th birthday. She wishes to send her love to all mankind." So never underestimate the importance of your friend's pets, no matter how small they are. Not if you want to keep their owners as friends. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor. Now a word about the psychology of moving for Greyhound Van Lines. Do you dread the thought of moving to a new place?
or do you look forward to it as a new adventure? Your answer will tell you whether you think old or think young. According to the experts, old thinkers, who can be young people, dread change, while young thinkers, who can be elderly people, can never resist exploring the other side of the mountain. And strangely enough, elderly people who think young usually look younger than they really are. Incidentally, how do you think about moving?
Well, if you think old, call Greyhound Van Lines for peace of mind. They're totally responsible, nationwide movers, backed by over 50 years of Greyhound experience on the highway. If you think young, call Greyhound Van Lines for their up-to-the-minute moving techniques. They pack a chair like it's made of glass, a TV set like it was a $1 million computer. Whether you think young or old, insist on Greyhound Van Lines. You move with confidence when you leave the moving to us. Listen again tomorrow when dependable Greyhound Van Lines again brings you Dr. Joyce Brothers. Now, more Monitor music as Horst Jankowski and the orchestra play Lazy. This is Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Alan Ludden. I'm pitch-hitting today for Ed McMahon. Just ahead, NBC News on the Hour.
So we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's still lots more time. With
This is Lee Leonard inviting you to join me weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on WNBC. We'll discuss politics, show business, General de Gaulle, and many other far-out things. So listen to and call me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 11 till 2, right here on WNBC Radio.
¶¶ Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Richard Nixon, Nelson Rockefeller, Ronald Reagan, and Charles Magruder. They all toss their hats into the ring in Gore Vidal's new comedy, Weekend, opening next Wednesday at the Broadhurst Theater. Seats are now on sale at the Broadhurst box office on West 44th Street for all performances, including two previews this Monday and Tuesday. Cast your vote for Weekend, an exciting comedy about the big wheels that turn Washington and the world. By the way, who's this dark horse Magruder? He's the leading character in Weekend, and he's played by John Forsythe, the man most likely to succeed.